You know that ridiculous way pet owners talk to their animals?
Who's my boy? You want a potty for daddy? Yeah, he's the best dog in the world.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a first-time guest on the line, Margaret Holtschlag, who is the director of the Big Lesson Programs. Welcome to the show, Margaret.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Margaret, what are the Big Lesson Programs exactly?
Well, the Big Lesson Programs, and there are several of them right now, history, zoo, nature, and science. It's a study trip in which teachers take their students to some community place like a zoo or nature center or museum, and they take their students there for a full week, and they use that place as their place of learning for the whole week. With the big zoo lesson, teachers are teaching lessons there. They're learning lessons with experts there at the zoo, and the kids have an hour-long observation time every day with their animal. So teachers are there for the whole week and simply immerse themselves in learning at the zoo.
And in this situation, the whole program, the big zoo lesson, is exercised at two zoos, is that correct?
Right now it is two zoos. It's Potter Park Zoo in Lansing and Binder Park Zoo over in Battle Creek. We are also doing some startup work with a couple of other zoos, one in Saginaw and another one in Melbourne, Florida. So we're continuing to expand.
Are there programs similar to this? Because I sure think this has a whole lot of value socially to schools, and I would think that all schools that see this is to be envious of such a great program. Can you talk a little bit about how it is that Michigan is so blessed to have this particular program, and where is it in the whole teaching kids about animals and how to care for them and what they're all about and their natural environment and all those type of things that come great with kids and animals and zoos. How does this fit into the whole picture that's out there?
Good question on this one, because this does fit in very neatly with the core curriculum that teachers are already teaching in their classrooms. And by teaching out there in the real world, like the zoo, it gives teachers a chance to make that learning for their kids as authentic as they can and as hands-on and minds-on as they can. And with this, it means that in the same units of study that teachers are doing in their classroom, when they bring it to the zoo, they have a chance to have their students learn from all of the zoo staff, the veterinarian, the education curator, the volunteers that are there, even the artists who design different parts of the zoo. So the kids are learning in a lot of real-world contexts with this. Teachers have said to me, too, that by teaching at the zoo for this week, for their big zoo lesson, they have a chance to really kind of accelerate the learning for their students, bringing in all those essential things that they're teaching in their curriculum anyway and doing it in this setting at the zoo instead.
What have you seen over the years that you've been doing this as far as improvements?
That's really interesting, because what I sincerely hope is that every year we improve the work that we're doing. I'll tell you, we learn a lot from our teachers and our students and the parents who participate in this about what they need in order to make this happen. One of the improvements that I'm just so excited about is that as we got going on this, and this is we're in our 12th year of Big Zoo Lesson. We started this in the year 2000, and did that make it 12? At any rate, one of the things that we saw happening with our classes is that as the children would be, for instance, having their observation time with their animal, or the teachers were teaching a lesson in one of the, like the primate house or something like that, the zookeepers were extremely helpful with our classes, answering questions and telling them about their careers and participating in that way. And so what we ended up doing a few years ago is adding on an experience for the kids so that they have a zookeeper chat. They have a chance to do a question and answer with the zookeeper and talk about what it means to be a zookeeper and what kinds of jobs that person does. And so it was a really interesting improvement that we did with that.
I'm thinking back when I was in school many, many years ago, and we had field trips, and this changes the whole perception of what a field trip is all about. I mean, it really becomes something worthwhile and educational rather than more a vacation / educational experience. Do you have a tremendous amount of support among the teachers?
Yes, actually, I wish that we could accommodate more teachers because more and more I hear from teachers who want to have this experience for their kids. And so when I start the registration, which actually starts in March of every year, the program fills up pretty fast because these are teachers who want to really work out there in the community for their kids and really think outside the box with this sort of thing. The teachers do a lot of things with their students before their Big Zoo Lesson Week, in order to prepare the kids, research work, information about how zoos work and why we have zoos, and all of the kind of foundational work. Then they have their Big Zoo Lesson experience, and then teachers often follow up with a lot of other learning opportunities with the kids, in which the kids take their research that they've done to a further extent. They share the information that they've learned with the rest of the school, and I think it kind of creates a really fun momentum for our kids and for our teachers to really take the learning as far as they can.
It seems like it almost makes people look forward to going to school, and that's that in and of itself is an accomplishment.
Oh gosh, well you know it's an interesting thing because they're there for five consecutive days. It's interesting to see the transformation of our children for that. You know, day one, it's like, "Ooh, we're out of school," and everything is new. It's a real exciting experience, but it's all new. And by day two and three and four, kids start asking a whole lot more questions. They get to know the different people at the zoo. They know shortcuts to get around the zoo, and they certainly get to know their animal. And what we really hope for is that by day five, or earlier in the week, of course, but that in the midst of all this Big Zoo Lesson experience, the kids get a sense of knowledge about what they're doing, appreciation about all of it, and then one of the biggest things is then from that to get a sense of, now that we know more about this and we appreciate it as much as we do, what is it that we can do in order to take a positive action for conservation, for the zoo, for the greater good? And so it's been interesting to see the transformation of kids, not seeing this as a field trip, but seeing this really as a study trip.
Now, is this a program that will be seen all around the country? I mean, it just seems like such a great program,
thank you.
You know, and it's probably envious of others. How transportable is this so that other schools and classrooms can actually experience such a great experience?
Oh, well, thank you. I would love to replicate this in as many different ways as I can. In March, at Potter Park Zoo, we're doing a workshop for zoo staff and zoo education curators from other zoos, so that when they are interested in starting up Big Zoo Lesson at their site, then we'll be doing this training for those zoos in order to get ready for that.
Margaret, if people are interested in getting in touch with you, how would they do that?
Oh, simple way, my email is biglesson mid@gmail.com.
Great. I'm sorry to say, Margaret, we've run out of time, but we can't thank you enough for coming on the show and sharing with us this tremendous program. It just sounds like a great experience. We've been speaking this morning with former Michigan Teacher of the Year, Margaret Holtschlag, who is the Director of Big Lesson Programs here in Michigan. Thank you again. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about Big Zoo Lessons.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, we're going to continue the conversation after the break with another great educational program right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.